জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয়াদ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয়াদ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয়াদ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ জয় শ্রী শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কি শ্রী শ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয় শ্রীমান নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কি সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি। সো টুডে ইজ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুজ অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে সেলিব্রেশন গৌর পূর্ণিমা মহোৎসব। Therefore, we are going to discuss from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 4. We'll start with text 50, which has been written on the board. Can everybody see it? Okay. Atoev. সেই ভাব অঙ্গীকার করি সাধিলেন নিজ বাঞ্ছা গৌরাঙ্গ শ্রীহরি। অতএব সেই ভাব অঙ্গীকার করি সাধিলেন নিজ বাঞ্ছা গৌরাঙ্গ শ্রীহরি। অতএব সেই ভাব অঙ্গীকার করি সাধিলেন নিজ বাঞ্ছা গৌরাঙ্গ শ্রীহরি। অতএব সেই ভাব অঙ্গীকার করি সাধিলেন নিজ বাঞ্ছা গৌরাঙ্গ শ্রীহরি। অতএব দেয়ারফর সেই ভাব দ্যাট মুড অঙ্গীকার করি accepting shadhilen fulfilled nija his own bancha desire gauranga lord chaitanya mahaprabhu shri hari the supreme personality of godhead translation by his divine grace Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, Lord Gauranga, who is Sri Hari himself, accepted the sentiments of Radha and thus fulfilled his own desires. Please repeat after me. Therefore, Lord Gauranga, who is Sri Hari himself, accepted the sentiment of Radha and thus fulfilled his own desire. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Of the four kinds of reciprocation of loving service, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, Madhurya is considered the fullest. But the conjugal relationship is further divided into two varieties, namely Shakya and Parokya. Shakya is the relationship with Krishna as a family, as formerly married husband. Shakya is the relationship with Krishna as a formerly married husband. And the Parokya is the relationship with Krishna as a paramour. Expert analysts have decided that the transcendental ecstasy of the Parokya mellow is better because it is more enthusiastic. This phase of conjugal love is found in those who have surrendered to the Lord in intense love, knowing well that such illicit love with a paramour is not morally approved in society. The risks involved in such love of Godhead make this emotion superior to the relationship in which such risk is not involved. The validity of such risk, however, is possible only in the transcendental realm. Shakya and Parokya conjugal love of Godhead have no existence in the material world. The Parokya is not exhibited anywhere in Vaikuntha, but only in the portion of Golok Vrindavan known as Brojo. So I'll repeat this particular sentence once again. It's very important. Shakya and Parokya conjugal love of Godhead have no existence in the material world. The Parokya is not exhibited anywhere in Vaikuntha, but only in the portion of Golok Vrindavan known as Brajo. Some devotees think that Krishna is eternally the enjoyer in Golok Vrindavan, but only sometimes comes to the platform of Brajo to enjoy Parokya Rosh. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, however, have explained that Krishna's pastimes in Brajo are eternal. Like his other activities in Golok Vrindavan, Brojo is a confidential part of Golok Vrindavan. Krishna exhibited his Brojo pastimes on the surface of this world, and similar pastimes are eternally exhibited in Brojo in Golok Vrindavan, where Parokya Rosh is ever existent. In the third chapter of this epic, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explicitly accepted the fact that Krishna appears in this material world at the end of Dwapar Yuga of the 28th Chatur Yuga of Vaivarshata Manu and brings with him his Braja Dham, which is the eternal abode of his highest pastimes. As the Lord appears by his own internal potency, so he also brings all his paraphernalia by the same internal potency without extraneous help. It is further stated here in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Parokya sentiment is existent only in the transcendental realm and nowhere else. The highest form of ecstasy can exist only in the most confidential part of the transcendental world. But by the causeless mercy of the Lord, we can have a peep into the invisible Brajo. The transcendental mellow relished by the gopis in Brajo is super excellently featured in Srimati Radharani. Mature assimilation of the transcendental humor of conjugal love is represented by Srimati Radharani, whose feelings are incomprehensible even to the Lord himself. The intensity of a loving service is the highest form of ecstasy. No one can surpass Srimati Radharani in relishing the transcendental mellow qualities of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord Himself agreed to assume the position of Srimati Radharani in the form of Lord Sri Krishna. He then relished the transcendental highest position of Parokya Rasa, as exhibited in the transcendental abode of Braja. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishthang Sthapitang Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana Raghunathan Vitang Twang Sajivam Sadvaitang Savadhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Nitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashari Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 অতএব সেই ভাব অঙ্গীকার করি সাধিলেন নিজ বাঞ্ছা গৌরাঙ্গ শ্রীহরি Therefore Lord Gauranga, who is Sri Hari himself, accepted the sentiment of Radha and thus fulfilled his own desire. So, this is the 50th verse from the 4th chapter of Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, here it has been pointed out why Sri Krishna fulfilled his desire appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting the mood of Srimati Radha. So in this verse, it has been very clearly indicated that Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assuming the mood of Srimati Radha. Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And why did he assume the mood? Why did he accept the sentiment of Radharani? In order to fulfill his own desire. Now, what was the desire? that we briefly discussed yesterday, that Krishna wanted to find out what is the glory of Radharani's love. How great is the love of Srimati Radharani? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna wanted to know that. Krishna wanted to know what is there in him that attracts Srimati Radharani. And Krishna wanted to know, by loving him, what kind of joy Srimati Radharani experiences. So in order to understand these three things, Krishna had to come, Krishna had to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani. So Shadhilen Nijobancha Gaurango Shri Hari. And this purport is very wonderful. That's why we actually selected this verse today. Because of this purport, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada had explained that there are four loving exchange, loving mellows. Known as Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. And of these four mellows, the Madhurya is the highest. Hare Krishna. So you just arrived. The flight was all right? Okay. So the Madhurya is the highest. And then Prabhupada explains in the purport that Madhurya mellow also is of two types. Madhurya means conjugal relationship. Conjugal relationship. So conjugal relationship is of two kinds. Shakya and Parokya. Shakya is where Queen's relationship with Krishna in Dwarka is Shakya. But Parokya is the gopi's relationship with Krishna in Vrindavan. What is the difference between Shakya and Parokya? What is the difference between Krishna's relationship with the queens in Dwarka and Krishna's relationship with the gopis in Vrindavan? What is the difference? The difference is, in Dwarka, Krishna is married to the queens. Whereas in Braja, Krishna is not married to the gopis. So, the loving exchange between husband and wife relationship is Shakya. Whereas the loving exchange between Krishna and his lovers, his beloved gopis, with whom he was not married, is Parokya. So it has been pointed out, between these two relationships, of all the relationships, conjugal is the highest, and among conjugal, Parokya is the highest, where Krishna's relationship with the gopis is not formally approved. Formally, marriage. So, now, Prabhupada is also pointing out that this conjugal relationship with Krishna is available only in the spiritual sky. It is not available in the material nature. Shakya and Parokya conjugal love of Godhead have no existence in the material nature. So one cannot just say, well, I will develop a relationship with Krishna in conjugal marriage. No. In the material nature, only two types of relationship with Krishna is possible. Not even conjugal. Friendship, even parental, is not available in the material nature. They are only exclusively available in the spiritual sky and nowhere else. Not even in Vaikuntha, what to speak of the material nature. So in the material nature, as I mentioned, there are only two types of relationships are possible. They are Shanta and Dasya. Shanta is inactive and Dasya is active. When one just meditates upon Krishna, that is Shanta Rasya. Neutral. But when one becomes engaged in rendering service to Krishna, that is dasya or servitorship. So when it comes to developing a relationship, we can only develop a relationship in the mood of servitorship. Only in these two mellows. Now one may say, why, what's wrong with friendship? We cannot force friendship with Krishna. We cannot forcibly say that, Krishna, I want to be your friend. Because friendship is among equals. Now that means in order to become a friend of Krishna, we have to become equal to Krishna. So who can become equal to Krishna? Now look at parental. Parental is, Krishna is inferior and the devotee is superior. So who can become superior to Krishna? So is it possible for anyone to become superior to Krishna or equal to Krishna? No. But if Krishna wants to become our equal, then it is possible. If Krishna wants to become our junior, inferior to us, Krishna can do that. So this equality, subordination, conjugal, these three relationships can be available only when Krishna offers it to us. We cannot say that we are going to have these relationships with Krishna. In this respect, just to make this point clear, we can just make a consideration. Like, friendship means what? What do the friends do? Friends play, right? And when they play, they have certain conditions also in the games. Say for example, one of the games they play in Vrindavan is wrestling. They wrestle. Krishna wrestles with his cowherd boyfriends. And in that wrestling bout, if someone loses, the loser has to carry the winner on his back. So in the wrestling match, sometime Krishna loses. And then the winner, Krishna's friend, demands that, Krishna, now you have to carry me. But Krishna refuses to carry him. He says, no, I'm not going to carry you. He says, look, this was a condition. Then Krishna says, no, I didn't lose. There was a banana peel, and I slipped on that banana peel, and you jumped on me, and you claim that you won. But the friend says, no, Krishna, you are lying. That is not true. I made so much effort. I used so much energy to defeat you. And now that I defeated you, you are refusing to carry me on your back. Then, when Krishna refuses still to carry him, the friend forces his way onto Krishna's back. He grabs Krishna and puts his leg on two sides of Krishna's neck. On his shoulder, he climbs up and says, "Now Krishna, you carry me." Now which devotee will ever dare to go onto the altar and put his foot on the body of the altar, on the deity? Will anyone ever dare to do that? Can anybody dare to do that? No. So that is an example why and how we cannot force our relationship with Krishna. But if Krishna, then the question arises, then how come the devotees in Braja, Vrindavan, has that kind of relationship with Krishna? Because Krishna allows them. Krishna has become a cowherd boy. Krishna has become their equal. No jiva, no living entity can become equal to Krishna. But Krishna can become a living entity's equal. That is possible. And that is what Krishna does in Vrindavan. So that is the meaning of this statement of Srila Prabhupada, that this conjugal mellow is not possible in this material nature. Why did Prabhupada make this point so emphatic? Because there are some people, they are known as Sahajiyas. They have some sort of deviant philosophy. And in that, they kind of develop this kind of, they want to develop this kind of relationship with Krishna. Oh, I am a Sakhi, I am a Gopi. Sometimes they even wear sari. They're men. But in order to experience Gopi Bhav, they wear sari. So these are, this is not devotional service. It is simply a disturbing element. It's disturbance. So that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur fought so strongly, so valiantly, to stop all these nonsense activities. Rupanu go viruddhapa siddhanta dhantahar. Now this actually leads to a very interesting point. Why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? Why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Srila Prabhupada gave a hint of that point. Prabhupada is saying that this point had been further explained in the third chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, therefore, we are going into the third chapter of Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I will read from the verse 5 onwards. Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajer Shaho Nitya Bihar. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Vraja, is the supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Golok, which includes Vraja Dham. So those who are translating, do they have Chaitanya Charitamrita? Raghav Pandit, Chaitanya Charitamrita hai tumhare paas? हिंदी चैतन्य चरितमृत है यहां आदि लीला नहीं है बांग्ला है बांग्ला तुम्हारा ये कुछ बांग्ला कुछ अच्छा हाउ कम हिंदी चैतन्य चरितमृत इज नॉट हियर They didn't translate Chaitanya Charitamrita. What happened before 1 year? Why didn't you? In Bombay they don't have any? We should have Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay. So, Raghav Pandit, Hindi anuvad karne mein taklif hota hai? Ye jo main bol raha hu, haan? Ye samajh gaye hain? अच्छा ठीक है, इसका अनुवाद मैं हिंदी में कर देते हूं, मैं कर रहा हूं पढ़ते हुए. पूर्ण भगवान कृष्ण ब्रजेंद्र कुमार गोलोके ब्रजेर सह नित्य विहार. लॉर्ड कृष्ण द सन ऑफ द किंग ऑफ ब्रज इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. ही इटर्नली एंजॉयज ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास्ट टाइम्स इन हिज इटर्नल अबोड Golok, which includes Brajadham. Brajendra Nandan Shri Krishna, matlab Vrindavan ke Shri Krishna, jo Nand Maharaj ke putra hai, wo hai Purna Bhagavan. Kal mein vichar kiya tha, ki Krishna avatar nahi hai. Krishna avatari hai, matlab Krishna swayam Bhagavan hai. और ये ब्रजेंद्र कुमार श्री कृष्ण परमेश्वर भगवान पूर्ण भगवान स्वयं भगवान श्री कृष्ण गोलोक में अपना लीला नित्य विराज विलास करते हैं. ब्रज जो गोलोक का एक अंतर्गत स्थान है, गोलोक और गोलोक का अंतर्गत है ब्रज या ब्रजधाम. ठीक है. ब्रह्मार एक दिने तिहो एक बार अवतीर्ण होइया करें प्रकट विहार. वंस इन अ डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा ही डिसेंड्स टू दिस वर्ल्ड टू मैनिफेस्ट हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास्ट टाइम्स. ब्रह्मा जी का एक दिन में उन्होंने एक बार इस भौतिक जगत में प्रकट होकर पृथ्वी पर प्रकट होकर अपना लीला विलास करते हैं. कहां करते हैं? वृंदावन में. सत्य त्रेता दापोर कोली चारी जुग जानी सेई चारी जुगे दिव्य एक जुग मानी. We know that there are four ages, yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. These four together comprise one Divya Yuga. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. Ye char yuga hain. Aur is char yuga ikattha hokar ek Divya Yuga ka ganna hota. एक दिव्य युग बनता है. देयरफॉर युगल सत्ययुग त्रेता युग द्वापर युग एंड कली युग एंड टुगेदर दे कंप्राइज वन दिव्य युग. एकात्तर चतुर्युगे एक मन्नंतर चौदह मन्नंतर ब्रह्मार दिवस भीतर. ब्रह्मा के एक दिन में 14 मन्नंतर होता है. अच्छा, लेट मी 71 दिव्य युगर्स कंस्टिट्यूट वन मन्नंतर. देर आर 14 मन्नंतर्स इन वन डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा. ब्रह्मा का एक दिन में 14 मन्नंतर होता है और एक एक मन्नंतर का स्थिति कितना है? 71 चतुर्युग. तो सो ब्रह्मा का एक दिन में कितना मन्नंतर कितना युग होता है? 1000. 1000 चतुर्युग में ब्रह्मा का एक दिन होता है और 71 मल्टीप्लाइड बाय 14 वैसे लगभग 1000 होता है. तो ब्रह्मा का एक दिन में 14 मन्वंतर और जो सप्तम मन्वंतर है वो है वैवस्वत मन्वंतर, वैवस्वत मनु का तो इसका वर्णन हुआ है। वैवस्वत नाम ए सप्तम मन्वंतर 27 चतुर्युग ताहार अंतर। तो एक मन्वंतर में कितना युग होता है, हाउ मेनी युगर्स आर देयर, चतुर्युगर्स आर देयर इन वन मन्वंतर। कोलमल कुत्ते, हाउ मेनी मन्वंतर्स आर देयर, हाउ मेनी चतुर्युग आर देयर इन वन मन्वंतर, 71। तो ब्रह्मा का इन वन डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा देयर आर 14 मन्वंतर, द सेवेंथ मन्वंतर इज द सेवेंथ मन्वंतर इज नोन एज वैवस्वत मन्वंतर। वैवस्वत मनु का मन्वंतर, मन्वंतर एक एक मनु का जो स्थिति है उसको एक एक मन्वंतर कहा जाता है। तो एक मन्वंतर में 71 चतुर्युग होता है। तो वैवस्वत मनु का जो मन्वंतर है उस मन्वंतर का 27 मन्वंतर अतिक्रम होने के बाद 28 मन्वंतर जो है उस मन्वंतर का द्वापर युग में स्वयं भगवान श्री कृष्ण आते हैं। तो इस मन्वंतर कौन सी मन्वंतर है, व्हाट इज दिस मन्वंतर, दिस इज दैट वैवस्वत मन्वंतर। और ये कौन सी है, विच चतुर्युग इज दिस, दिस इज 28 चतुर्युग। एंड एट द एंड ऑफ द्वापर युग, एट द एंड ऑफ द्वापर युग, टुवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ द्वापर युग कृष्णा मैनिफेस्टेड हिज ब्रजलीला, राइट, ही मैनिफेस्टेड हिज ब्रजलीला। So in this manantar it all happened, in this chaturyuga it happened, just the dwapar yuga before this. Ashtubingsha chaturyuge dapore sheshe brojer shohite hoy krishner prakashe, at the end of the dwapar yuga of the 28th dibya yuga Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Brajadham. Dasya Shakho Vatsalya Shringar Chari Rosh Chari Bhaver Bhakta Jato Krishna Tar Bosh. Servitorship, servitude, dasya, friendship, sakya, parental affection, and conjugal love, Shringar, are the four transcendental mellows. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. When a devotee renders service in these four mellows, then Krishna becomes subdued by him. Suno, Prabhupada ko jab pranam karenge, is side se karna. Us side se agar karte ho, to pair kahan rehta hai? Kahan rehta hai? समझे ना, everybody make it a point, don't offer obeisances to Prabhupada from that side, because then your feet are showing to the deities. दास सखा पिता माता कांतागण लइया ब्रजे क्रिया करे कृष्ण प्रेमाविष्ट होइया। Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Krishna enjoys in Braja with his devoted servant, friends, parents and conjugal lovers. So in Vrindavan, in Braja, Krishna becomes absorbed in the transcendental love with his servants, friends, parents and conjugal lovers. So what is the specialty of Braja Leela? The specialty of Braja Leela is that all the four mellows are experienced in Brajalila. What are those four mellows? Servitorship, friendship, parental, and conjugal. Jatheshtu Bihari Krishna kore antardhan, antardhan kori kore mone anuman, antardhan kori mone kore anuman. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. So, Krishna enjoys his pastimes in Vraja, and until he, as long as he wants, and then he disappears. So he appears and he disappears. That is the thing about the Supreme Personality of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is a matter of appearance and disappearance. He, like us, doesn't take birth or die. Appearance and disappearance. Then what did Krishna consider after he disappeared? He considered Oishwarya Gyanete Sab Jagat Mishrito Oishwarya Shithil Preme Nahi Mor Prito. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration, but devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. Everybody knows the opulence of the Supreme Personality of God. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Creator, He is the Supreme Controller, He is the Supreme Maintainer, and He is the Supreme Destroyer. So everyone, when one knows that, generally, people know that, and they serve Krishna with awe and reverence. How does one serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead? In great respect and veneration. But Krishna considers that in this awe and reverence, my devotion becomes feeble, becomes weak. Devotion in this loving, in this awe and veneration becomes feeble or weak. For example, what is devotion? Devotion is love, right? And when there is awe and veneration in love, then love becomes weak. Love becomes feeble. Like somebody developed a relationship with somebody. So somebody became a friend of somebody. And then he gets to know that he is the son of a very rich man or very big man. Then immediately what happened? He feels, oh, you are the son of such and such person. And the friendship then becomes weak. He can't treat him like a friend anymore. So similarly, when one knows that Krishna is God, he cannot really develop a deep devotion or loving devotion with Krishna. So Krishna considers that awe and veneration weakens the devotion. And in that weak devotion, I do not enjoy. I do not enjoy that devotion that has become weakened by awe and veneration. And when one renders devotional service in awe and veneration, that is called Vaidhi Bhakti. And Krishna says that the whole world is filled with This awe and veneration and the devotion that they experience, the practice is Bodhi Bhakti. Oisharjo Gyane Vidhi Bhajan Koriya Vaikunthike Jaye Chaturvidho Mukti Paiya. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. So when one renders devotional service through Vaidhi Bhakti, and he attains perfection, where does he go? Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha, one gets four kinds of liberation. Sarupya, Samipya, Salakya, and Shashti. They get the liberation of the same kind of form of the Lord. They get the liberation of being very close to the Lord, Samipya. They have another kind of liberation called Shalakya, to reside in the same planet with the Lord. And Shashti, having the same opulence as the Lord. So, these are the four kinds of liberation in Vaikuntha. So, so Krishna then considered that they will go to Vaikuntha, they will get these four kinds of liberation, then what will happen to their loving devotion to me? How will they get to know the Braja Prem, loving devotion of Vrindavan? So, Krishna therefore considered that Jugo dharma pravottaimu nam sankirtan charibhav bhakti diya nachamu bhuvan. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, nam sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. Aponina aponi korimu bhakto bhavo angikare aponi achori bhakti shikhamu sabare. I shall accept the role of a devotee and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Aponena koile dharmo shikhanana jaye eito siddhanta gita bhagavate gaye. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. The conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavata. So this point is very important here. So see what Krishna considered after performing his Dwapar Leela. Where did he perform the Dwapar Leela in this age? Who remembers? In Braja. And in Braja, how many relationships are experienced there? Four. In Vaikuntha, how many relationships are experienced? Two. So, the other three relationships, namely, Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhur, is not experienced in Vaikuntha. So Krishna considered that now I reveal my Vrindavan Leela, Braja Leela, but how will people enter, how will my devotees enter into Braja Leela? How will they enter into Braja Leela? Because they will worship me through Vaidhi Bhakti and finally achieving perfection in Vaidhi Bhakti, they will go back to Vaikuntha. They will go to Vaikuntha. So if they go to Vaikuntha, how will they come to Braja? Therefore, Krishna decided to come as a devotee. Now, the secret is that when one serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Vaidhi Bhakti, when one serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Vaidhi Bhakti, where does he go? Huh? He goes to Vaikunth. But when one serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a devotee, then where does he go? Then he goes to Braj. So now you understand why Krishna came as a devotee? To make it possible for us to enter into Braja Leela. So if we want to enter into Braja Leela, what do we have to do? We have to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Vaidhi. And what is the meaning of Vaidhi Bhakti? Vaidhi Bhakti means following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. You follow the rules and regulations of the scriptures, where will you go? That is called Vaidhi Bhakti. When you follow the rules and regulations of the scriptures, it is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Bidhi, the word Vaidhi is coming from the word Bidhi. Bidhi means rules and regulations. And the rules and regulations are coming from where? They're coming from the scriptures. So, Vaidhi Bhakti. Now, what is the Vaidhi Bhakti? What is the Bidhi in the scriptures of serving the Lord as a devotee? What is the Vaidhi Bhakti? How is the Lord as a devotee served according to the scriptural injunction? Sankirtan. Which verse? Very good. Which scripture? Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangapangastra Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayair Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. Krishna will appear in this age of Kali. It's forecasted in the scriptures. Will appear in the age of Kali. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Akrishnam. Chanting this name, two Varnas, Krishna. Assuming the complexion which is non-Krishna. What is non-Krishna? Akrishna is Gaura, molten golden complexion. So Krishna will appear in the age of Kali, chanting the holy name of the Lord Krishna, making everyone chant this name of Krishna, assuming a golden complexion. And how will he appear? He'll appear with his associates and entourage and paraphernalia. Sangapangastra Parshadam and Jaggai Sankirtana Prayai. He will inaugurate a very special kind of yajna. Yajna means, generally understanding is, yajna means havan. Light the fire and put the havi, the offerings, into that fire. But this is a very special type of yajna known as Sankirtana yajna. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayai. And jajanti hi sumedhasaha. Those who are intelligent, they will worship him by this process of Sankirtan Yajna. Right? So what is the Vaidhi Bhakti for worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he comes as a devotee? Sankirtan Yajna. So if you want to go to, how many of you want to go to Braja? And how many of you do not want to go to Braj? How many of you do not? And how many of you did not decide whether to go to Braj? huh? or not to go to Braja. Anyway, so if you want to go to Braja, don't talk. Don't talk in the class. Keep quiet. Don't talk. I'll ask questions, then you can talk. What is the Braja Leela? What is the way to go to Braja? The way to go to Braja is? The way to go to Braja is worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan. Jaggai Sankirtana Praya. And Jajanti hi Sumedhasa, those who are intelligent, they will worship him through the Sankirtan. So, is this point clear? This point, yesterday I also briefly discussed about this point. I'm repeating this point again and again because this is the most important consideration. This is the most important consideration for us. This point has been very elaborately, very clearly established by Nityananda Prabhu. So what is the point? Let us reiterate it now. That Krishna appears, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, appears once in a day of Brahma. In Dwapar Yuga. And this was this previous Dwapar Yuga. And after performing his Braja Leela, Krishna considers that I have revealed my Braja Leela, but how will anyone enter into Braja Leela? Because the devotees will naturally serve me following Vaidhi Bhakti. Devotees will naturally serve me through Vaidhi Bhakti. And by performing devotional service in Vaidhi Bhakti, they'll go to Vaikuntha. Therefore, no one will have access to Vrindavan. Therefore, I will come not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'll come as a devotee. And when devotees will worship me, following Vaidhi Bhakti, my form as a devotee, then they will get access to Vrindavan. The equation is clear? One cannot go to Vaikuntha following Vaidhi Bhakti. Devotees will always worship the Lord following Vaidhi Bhakti. Because without Vaidhi Bhakti, devotional service is not devotional service, it's a disturbance. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Bidhing Bina, Oikantiki, Harer Bhaktir, Utpatoiva Kalpate. Shruti, Vedas, Smriti, supplementaries to the Vedas, Puranas, and Pancharatra, scriptures. Without following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, if one renders devotional service, even though it may be oikantiki, meaning very, very sincere, even though that devotional service may be very sincere, but it will simply create disturbance. Utpato eva kalpate. Utpat means disturbance. So if devotional service is rendered without following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, it will simply create a disturbance. So a devotee must render devotional service following the rules and regulations. Because without following the rules and regulations, if one renders devotional service, it will simply create a disturbance. We are seeing some so-called big preachers and big sannyasis, big leaders, spiritual leaders, they're introducing something without following the rules and regulations. But what is happening? They're simply creating a disturbance. They're not rendering devotional service to please Krishna. They're simply disturbing Krishna. Why? Because it is done without the rules and regulations of the scriptures. So, now let us again consider the equation. Devotees must render devotional service following Vaidhi Bhakti. Rendering devotional service through Vaidhi Bhakti, one will go to Vaikuntha. Vraja is beyond Vaikuntha. If we get stuck in Vaikuntha, we won't be able to go to Vraja. So how to then go to Vraja? Therefore, Krishna came as a devotee. And when one renders devotional service to that devotee Krishna, following the rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti, which is Naam Sankirtan, then he becomes eligible to enter into Vraja. So, this is a very, very important point for us to remember. Why? Because we must understand that Krishna has revealed his Vraja Leela for the benefit of the living entities. And the same Krishna has come to make access to Vraja Leela, to enable us to enter into his Vraja Leela. And the way to do it is follow him, serve him, serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Jaggai Sankirtana Prayur. Now here I will make another point. This may be a little difficult for the new devotees to understand, but more experienced, more mature devotees will understand this point. It has been pointed out that it is through Raganuga Bhakti that one enters into Vrindavan. So please try to understand this point. It's a very, very important point. And if you understand this point, then everything will become crystal clear to you. The way, as I mentioned earlier, the Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha. Beyond Vaikuntha is Vraja. And the way to enter into Vraja is through Raganuga Bhakti. So what is the meaning of Raganuga Bhakti? Raganuga, Rag means love. Love. Anuga means following. So the residents of Vrindavan, the Braja devotees, are known as they have deep loving relationship with Krishna. They are known as Ragatmika Bhaktas. In simple words, it can be considered as Premi Bhaktas. They have love. All they have for Krishna is love. They simply love Krishna. They don't have any other consideration. For example, once Rukmini Devi wondered that why Krishna's heart is always in Vrindavan. Why Krishna is although he is in Vaikuntha, although Vaikuntha has everything. All the opulence is there in Vaikuntha, in Dwarka. But why Krishna is not satisfied here in Dwarka? Why Krishna's heart is always in Vrindavan? Then you know what answer she got? The answer she got is, look, in Vrindavan, every tree is a desire tree. The land of Vrindavan is made of Chintamani. And all the cows in Vrindavan are Surabhi cows. So if they wanted, they could have had all the opulence in Vrindavan. Because Chintamani can give anything. Desire tree can provide anything that one wants. And Surabhi cow can supply anything that one wants. So in Braja, Vrindavan, they could get anything that they wanted. But there they want only Krishna's love and nothing else. Their only desire is to simply love Krishna and nothing else. Now tell me, which is higher? Vaikuntha or Vrindavan? Krishna, does he care for opulence or Krishna cares for love? Therefore Krishna is stuck in Vrindavan because of the love of the devotees. So all the devotees of Vrindavan are premi bhaktas, the loving devotees. And those devotees are known as ragatmika. Their existence is simply based on their love for Krishna. Besides that, they do not know anything. Ragatmika bhaktas. So when one follows the ragatmika bhaktas, that becomes raganuga bhakti. So Rupa Goswami made it very clear in the Nectar of Devotion that the way to enter into Vrindavan is by following one of the residents of Vrindavan. By following one of the residents of Vrindavan, only one can enter into Vrindavan. Otherwise, it's not possible. For example, once Lakshmi Devi told Narayan, I want to see your Braja Leela, I want to see your Rasa dance. Narayan said, okay, then you have to follow one of the gopis of Vrindavan. Lakshmi said, how can I follow anybody? I am Lakshmi. It's not possible for me to become subordinate to anybody. Then Narayan said, then forget it. Then forget entering into Vrindavan. Then Lakshmi Devi performed great austerities for a long, long time. And then Krishna came and asked Lakshmi, why are you performing this austerity? Then Lakshmi said, I want to enter into your Braja Leela. I want to see your Rasa dance. And then Krishna carried Lakshmi on his chest as Sri Vatsya. The Sri mark, the Lakshmi Devi, is in Krishna's chest. That is why she is in Krishna's chest. And that's how she entered into Vrindavan. So even for Lakshmi Devi, it's not possible to enter into Vrindavan without following one of the residents of Vrindavan. The Braja Leelas. Now, let us consider, to Raganuga Bhakti means to follow a resident of Vrindavan. And that is the way to enter into Vrindavan. Now, who is the greatest devotee of Vrindavan? Srimati Radharani. And who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So when you follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? Srimati Radharani. Therefore, when you serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan, what kind of devotional service you are rendering? Although it is Vaidhi Bhakti, it is Raganuga Bhakti. So Vaidhi Bhakti is becoming Raganuga Bhakti in this way. Now why this point is so clear? Because there are some less informed people who think that in order to enter into Vrindavan, I have to follow Raganuga Bhakti. And what do I have to do? I have to imagine that I have become one of the gopis or one of the sakhis or so and so forth. Once in Vrindavan, one disciple of Prabhupada. He was a sannyasi. So one devotee came to the room and he found that he was moving in a very strange way. So he asked him, hey, what's happening? So this sannyasi said, you see, I just found out that in my sarup, I am a peacock. And I am practicing to move like a peacock. And soon after that, he fell down. He left ISKCON. So this is the danger that we run into. Some sort of unscrupulous people, they give you, gives a misleading ideas. Oh, you are this, in your sarup you are this, or you are that. And this way they get misled. And Prabhupada warned us repeatedly, don't worry about your siddha sarup, don't worry about your spiritual identity. Just serve this Sankirtan movement. And in course of time, your sarup will become revealed. Because sarup is already there. Nitya siddha krishna prem shaddha kobunai shravanadi shuddha chitte karai udai. Our sarup, our original identity is already there. It's only it is covered. And because it is covered, we cannot understand it. Now when the covering is removed, the sarup will automatically become manifest. And what is the way to remove that covering? The way to remove that covering is by practicing the Sankirtan Yajna. Serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nam Sankirtan. Congregational chanting of the holy name. So this is how simple this process actually is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it so simple. What can be easier than this? Just serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a devotee, following the Sankirtan movement. And this Sankirtan is synonymous to Raganuga Bhakti. There is no difference between Sankirtan and Raganuga Bhakti. Because by Sankirtan we follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We follow Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And Krishna has come here in this way to open the gate of Vrindavan so that we all can enter there. So when he made this wonderful arrangement, why should we try to concoct some other means? As if Sri Chaitanya, the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave is not good enough. We have to get something else. Yes, if you want to get something else, then you'll get something. What will you get? You'll get Maya. You won't get Krishna. If you're not satisfied with the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, if you're trying to get something else, then you won't get Krishna, you'll get Maya. Now the choice is yours. Whom you want? Do you want Krishna or do you want Maya? And if you follow the process, it'll automatically become manifest to you. You will see it. That how this wonderful process is taking a very, very wonderful shape in the core of your heart. So today is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. That's why we have to very, very carefully remember this point. Why he came and why should we follow him? And by following him, what will we benefit? And is there any other benefit that can compare to this benefit? So that is what we have to understand. That is what we must meditate on today, especially. And beg for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy on this very special day when he is very, very magnanimous. He is already extremely magnanimous and he has become even more magnanimous on this Gaur Purnima day. And let us pray to him that we can follow him without any deviation, without any interruption, and we can become an instrument in his hand, in his Sankirtan movement, and we can spread this Krishna consciousness movement to those who are around us, in a most effective way, because that's what He wants. He came to distribute this Krishna prema, and if He sees that we are also trying to distribute this Krishna prema, then He will become happy. And in this way, very soon, the whole world will become inundated with Krishna prema, according to His prediction. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.